Welcome to the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. August Kunnel is one of those names well known in circles of viol players and viola da gamba enthusiasts. His music is both attractive and influential, but it is perhaps his modest output that has kept him from being a more prominent figure in music history. Kunnel was born in 1645 in Lower Saxony. He learned the viol from his father, who was also a composer and viola da gambist. Following in his father's footsteps, Kunnel became a court viol player in Zeitz as a 16-year-old teenager, a position he held for the next two decades. But the job didn't seem to tie him down. In 1665, Kunnel traveled to Paris to study, and later he toured Germany and other European cities. In 1680 and 1681, Kunnel went to Munich, and though offered an appointment there, didn't take it as it would have required him converting to Catholicism. After that, we know that Kunnel spent some time in London in 1682 and in 1685, but it wasn't until 1686 that he officially left Zeitz for Darmstadt in order to direct the instrumental music program there at the invitation of Landgravine Elisabeth Dorothea. In Darmstadt, French music was all the rage, so it was a good thing that Kunnel had studied in Paris. He stayed in Darmstadt for 2 years before moving on first to Weimar and finally settling in Kassel in 1695 as the court kapellmeister in the service of Charles I. It was during his tenure in Kassel that Kunnel put out his one and only publication, the Sonatas and Partitas for One or Two Viols. Kunnel's style in these pieces defies an easy categorical box. The Baroque German Netherlands virtuoso viol school with which Kunnel is associated had roots in the English division style championed by composers like Christopher Simpson. But as the 17th century progressed, German viol players added to the standard English figurations when they started to imitate the latest virtuoso techniques of Austro-German violinists like Schopf and Bieber. Whatever the violin could do, fancy passage work, showy scales, tricky arpeggiations that ran up and down the fingerboard, the viol followed suit, and viol players at the time also assimilated ideas from the improvisatory preludes and stilus fantasticus of organists from the North German tradition like Buxtehude. Add to this the growing influence of the French dance suite, and we get a veritable melting pot in Kunnel's music. Several of Kunnel's sonatas and partitas open with an improvisatory prelude, composed and written out, but with a sense of the extemporaneous fully implied. Let's listen to the prelude of Kunnel's C minor sonatina No. 5 for two violas da gamba with continuo. Susie Knapper and Margaret Little feature in the ensemble Concert Les Voix Humaines from their 2015 ATMA release. Dedicated to Kunnel's employer, Charles I, the liner notes from the CD indicate that these pieces might have been played as background music in princely dining rooms or as musical entertainment at amateur gatherings. There are 14 pieces in all in the publication. 6 are for two viols and 8 are for one viol with a continual part that in some cases is optional. This recording contains all 6 of the pieces for two viols and employs various continuo combinations. The fullest combination utilizes a third viol that doubles the bass line alongside both a harpsichord and a theorbo. We we get to hear the full ensemble all together on one track only, the Echo Sonata in C major number 6. A constant echo could get bothersome after a while. But the fullness of the ensemble helps create wider dynamic and textural contrasts that keep interest through all the echo figurations that pepper the nearly 9-minute piece. As mentioned earlier, Kuhnel indicates that the continual parts in some of the sonatas and partitas are optional. Let's listen to a bit of Kuhnel's unaccompanied second sonata in E minor. Susie Knapper and Margaret Little give their continuo team a break and highlight the interplay between the two viols alone. That's it for this time. If you would like to know more about Les Voix Humaines' recording of Kuhnel's music that we featured on the podcast today, you can find a link to it on our website. Just visit harmoniaearlymusic.org. While you're there, have a look at our archive of blogs, podcasts, and shows, and visit our online shop, where a portion of your purchase will benefit Harmonia. This has been the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. Thanks for listening.